Democratic lawmakers have been severely critical of Governor Phil Scott's plan to avoid an increase in statewide property tax rates. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, the Republican governor has also struggled to win buy-in from members of his own party.
Baser of Bristol.
Yes.
Beck of St. Johnsbury.
Yes.
Brennan of Colchester.
Yes.
The final roll call vote of the 2018 legislative session came a little after 11 o'clock on Saturday night. The vote was on the state budget, and all these yeses you're listening to, they came from House Republicans.
Those voting yes, 117. Those voting no, 14. And you have adopted the report of the Committee of Conference.
The overwhelming bipartisan support for the legislature's budget was a little surprising. Surprising because the Republican governor has spent the last few weeks telling everyone how fiscally irresponsible he thinks that budget is. Phil Scott favors a spending plan that uses $58 million in one-time money to avoid an increase in statewide property tax rates. He asked Republican lawmakers to unite in opposition to any spending plan that doesn't do it. And yet, every Republican in the Vermont Senate voted in favor of the budget. So did most Republican members of the House. And those votes reflect some skepticism among Scott's natural allies over the governor's plan to reduce school spending.
So, I mean, I appreciate the governor having a bold proposal. But, I mean, there are questions about how you achieve the governor's savings.
That's Burlington Representative Kurt Wright, one of the many Republicans who voted yes on the budget. Wright says he's reluctant to use one-time money to buy down tax rates since there's no guarantee that lawmakers will have the cash to do it again next year. Scott says the education savings plan that he unveiled in the waning days of the session will ensure there are future windfalls to continue keeping rates flat. But Wright, like many of his colleagues, isn't sold on it.
I think that there are still elements of the plan that have not been fully fleshed out.
The governor says Vermont can trim as much as $400 million from education expenses, primarily by reducing the number of staff in public schools. House Minority Leader Don Turner says he appreciates Scott's call for education savings, but he has similar reservations.
But I don't see how that materializes in the next year. So using that one-time money and then next year coming back and wanting to spend more one-time money doesn't work for me.
During last year's veto showdown with Democratic lawmakers, the governor had almost unanimous support from GOP lawmakers for his position. Don Turner and the minority caucus held several late-session press conferences to urge the governor to stand his ground, and they vowed to sustain his budget veto if necessary. There have been no similar gestures of solidarity in 2018. That's because Republican lawmakers, like Lamoille County Senator Richard Westman, just aren't comfortable with the direction that Scott wants to take them in.
If you were spending one-time money as a bridge to get to something like that, but I'm not sure spending one-time money what we're moving towards.
Senate President Pro Tem Tim Ash says the vote count on the budget bill Saturday was telling.
So the odd party out here, if you will, is been the administration who, for some reason, that's not good enough. And it's very hard to actually understand why they wouldn't support the budget.
Scott is expected to veto the budget and call lawmakers back for a special session. He'll be working to bring more Republicans on board to his position for the next round of the 2018 budget fight. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.